Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us.
Refreshing glory.
lift that hand and we see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the timber. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy,
positions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But whomever you voted for today, amen, amen. I hope you feel good in your spirit about them. As I said on yesterday, we're not important until the voting time rolls around. Amen. But when our children are murdered in the street, when our children are missing in action, amen, we don't get no airtime. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just another body, another number. Hallelujah. But when it comes time for election, re-election, amen, we show up. Oh, glory to God, but where are you when our children lay shot dead in the street and their bodies are in there 10 and 12 hours? Where are you, amen, when our girls and our boys are missing? And we looking and expecting to hear something about them on the local news and the worldwide news. We don't get none of that. No helicopters coming in our neighborhood. Nobody's looking for our children. Amen. I think about these things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we need some recreation centers in the neighborhoods, in the communities, to keep their minds occupied, to keep them where they're not out in the streets and standing on the corners and what have you. Where are you then? My heart is crying out. Thank you, Jesus, crying out for the children. Our next generation, amen. Our teenagers, our young mothers, young fathers. Hallelujah. Our juveniles that are delinquent. Hallelujah. We're living in a society where grandparents are raising children. No mothers, no fathers in the home. Hallelujah. Pastor Gloria, I can go all the way back in when I was a young girl. Before, hallelujah, Marvin Gaye was even killed. He was singing about, hallelujah, mothers, mothers, where are you? Fathers, fathers, where are you? Hallelujah. He talked about police brutality. Hallelujah. Basically was prophesying the day that we're living in today. But even before he even did that, we know, hallelujah, hallelujah, when God created the earth, when he gave instructions, hallelujah, to the prophets of old, some of the things that we're experiencing, it's already been written, it's already been prophesied about. Hallelujah, truly, we're living in the last days, people of God. We're asking a question this week. What is the kingdom of God? What is it? Amen, amen, amen. As we begin to expound upon Romans chapter 14, verse 17, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat. Hallelujah, it's not meat and drink, amen, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in where the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, hallelujah, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. In other words, it's not about what your outer appearance is, God looks at the heart. God looks at your heart. He said, out of the abundance of the heart flows the issues of life. Glory to God. I bless him today, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless him. Messiah. Hallelujah. 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 We need you, Lord. We need you, God. Messiah. The Bible tells us to stir up our pure mind by the way of remembering. Remember when you was first illuminated. Remember when you didn't understand this gift that God had given you. Amen, amen. You didn't even understand, amen, the power that you had when God gave you this precious gift. the Holy Ghost's power. And when you begin to speak in tongues, that's evidence that you have it. Amen. If there's no evidence that you have it, I don't see how you can attest to having it there. You don't know about seeing it. Hallelujah. So we bless God today. What is the kingdom of God? Glory to God. What is the kingdom of God? Amen. It's not seeking about seeking for a house. It's not seeking for land. It's not seeking for all of these tangible things. Amen. Amen. We gotta get ready to get out of here. Amen. We didn't come here to enjoy all of these things that are here, all of these trappings, all of these distractions. We have to focus. Yes, God wants us. I believe God wants us to be in peace. That's what the kingdom of God is. The Bible just said that. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we got to live holy. Amen. We got to be righteous. Amen. And that's what brings on peace. That's what brings on joy in the Holy Ghost. When we are obeying and adhering to the principles of God. Amen. Amen. Obedient to his commandments. Submissive to those that have the rule over us. Glory to God. We don't want to hear that today. Amen. And everybody want to do what they want to do. This flesh, amen, wants to dictate everything. Amen. It's not subject. Hallelujah. Neither indeed can it be. Amen. You have to bring this flesh under subjection. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord today. I thank God for each and every one of you all that tune in. Thank God for all of our listeners that so faithfully come on and support us. We thank God for the men and women of God that make sacrifices and come on the line to share the word of God with you. Amen. They do it out the goodness and the kindness of their heart. Amen. They have a love for the people of God. They have a love for the things of God. Amen. Therefore, it's a joy, amen, when they come on, amen, amen. They're not grievous. Yeah, glory to God. Glory to God. So we're going to open up the lines today and just have a little discussion and talk about what is the kingdom of God. Amen. As we begin to just think about these things, we say for the kingdom of God, again, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The peace comes in knowing that the kingdom of God is here and is now. And guess what is yet to come? So we're preparing to get out of here. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm looking to be raptured up. Eh? Amen. Because some say, the Bible says, some is going to be alive and remain. Amen. When the trumpet is sound, the dead in Christ is going to rise first. It says, and those that are alive and remain, they're going to be caught up to meet Jesus in the air. We're talking about what is the kingdom of God. Amen. We want to a shout out to Brother Chaz, and maybe he can open up with the word of prayer for us on today. We're just going to open up with the word of prayer. I just was praying a little bit and just pouring a little bit out of my heart what I was feeling on today, not only today, but for a few days now, you know, just have been feeling a heaviness on my heart for the kingdom of God, for God's people. Amen, amen. You know, you can't just think about your four no more. You know, God have people all over the world. He said the soul that sinned belong to him, and those that's living holy, they all belong to the Lord. Amen, amen. So we're going to open up the lines and amen, and ask Brother Chaz if he's able to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to open up the lines and see Pastor Gloria, Mother Charity, Evangelist T on the line. Amen. Thank God for you this afternoon. Amen. I pray most of you all have already been to vote. I haven't been yet, so I'm planning to get off the line a little bit earlier. I have a little time to make it to the polls. Amen, amen. Brother Chaz, God bless you. He's off work. He's out of school today. They use his school as a voting headquarters, polling headquarters. Amen. So he had the luxury of being off school today. So we thank God for him being able to tune in with us. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Chaz. Amen.
God bless you, my sister. And God bless the listeners on the line today as we begin to talk about the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, the Master, Father, I ask right now, oh God, that you would heal somebody right now today, oh Master, that somebody
Hallelujah.
May be changed. Oh God, I ask that the people that have came and that have gone, oh God, let them be changed. Not, they may have been changed once, oh God. They may have been changed twice, oh God, oh Master, but they can be changed again, oh God.
Again.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh, God, we bless you today, oh, Master. Because when we talk about the word kingdom, oh, God, we go back in our Bibles, oh, God. Oh, Master, I ask that as we study and teach and preach the word of God, let somebody go running and tell him that I've been changed the third time. I've been changed the third time.
I've been changed
the second time. I want to be changed the third time. To make my life right, oh God. To make my life better, oh God.
Yes.
To understand the Bible, oh God. God, we need to be changed, oh God. Some of us out here need to be changed in the streets, oh God. They have came up. And they have came, oh God, but they did not follow your word, oh God. They did not follow your understanding, oh God. Oh God, I ask that you touch Sister Bernard right now, oh God.
Yes,
Lord. That she be poured down with water, oh God. That the floodgates of heaven open up the windows of heaven and let it shower down on her, oh God. Oh God, she may have done one thing wrong, oh God, but she's one of us, but she wants to be changed again. Oh God, I ask that you bless her right now, oh God. She may want to be changed again, oh God.
Kings and he called kings at 8 years old. Josiah was 8 years old and begin to reign as king. Hallelujah. So when I listen at Chaz, I'm so inspired and so encouraged, amen, that he has a mind to seek after the things of God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Matthew 6 and 33 say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness.
Oh, no,
and it says all these things. Let me just get that to be accurate. Amen. I don't want to just paraphrase today. Amen. We're talking about what is the kingdom of God. Many people have different perspectives and different views of what the kingdom of God is about. Amen. First of all, we know we have to live holy. Amen. We can't expect for God's kingdom to come and we're living raggedy lives. Amen. We must live holy. That was our subject a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about holiness. Amen. Holiness is still right. Amen. And we all know the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples in Matthew 6. In that same chapter, if you go up a few verses, he was teaching his disciples how to pray. Amen. And we all know that in one particular verse, in particular verse 10, say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. First of all, he said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. God's kingdom, for thine is the kingdom and the power. So the kingdom belongs to God. And the power and the glory forever. Amen. And as we drop down, as we were going to 6 and 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. God's righteousness. If you're seeking the kingdom of God, then everything that is good, amen, that should be in your heart. You should desire everything that is good. Amen. Every perfect and good gift, it comes from above. And when you begin to seek his righteousness, Matthew say, and all these things, once you have did that, then the things come. Amen. Because guess what? If we're just seeking God for things, then God would be a foolish God to just bless us with things, knowing that once he blesses us with all these things, they're going to cause us to walk away from him. They're going to cause us to begin to worship and praise the things instead of the God that gave it the things. Does that make sense, people of God?
Amen.
Why would God bless us with all these things? For one, he said, have no other God before me. Hallelujah. And if we begin to allow these things to take our heart away from God, take our focus off the things of God, then guess what? We're going to find ourselves consumed. I turn your radio, I'm on my broadcast, they can hear that. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness, y'all.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
Just
God.
A moment, I had a little interruption. Hallelujah. One of my nephews came in the door. But anyway, we can't let nothing distract us and take our focus off what God is requiring of us. Amen. And yesterday we said a little bit about having the Holy Ghost. Amen. If we're going to be in God's kingdom, then guess what? We need the Holy Ghost. And if we visit that, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says after the Holy Ghost comes, ye shall receive power. So what are you saying, people of God? We can't live right without this power.
Mm-hmm.
We need power to live right. We need power to talk right. We need power to love. You can't even love your brothers and sisters without the Holy Ghost.
Because
without the Holy Ghost, we begin to speak love with our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
But our heart is far away from it. We can't love we can't genuinely love. Now, we making love to spend a little time to sit down and eat at the table with you for a moment and do some other crazy things that's outside of God's will with you for that moment. But after that moment is over, are we able to continue that love? No. We need the Holy Ghost. And do you know it's not being taught in our churches today? Hallelujah. People can live any kind of way they want to and still walk into the house of worship and praise God and worship God, and they just live like the devil. Amen. We have to realize that God is requiring more of us. Amen. He said, to them that know to do good and do it not, to them it becomes sin. So once you become knowledgeable, once you become aware of this word and what God is requiring, and we fail to do it, to us it becomes sin. James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yeah.
So if you are submitting yourself to God, then you have power to resist the devil. Because once you submit yourself to God, then you are submitting to everything that God is requiring of us. And he requires us to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is a promise. It is a promise. Amen. As we begin to look, and let me turn there, and then we're going to open up the lines. We want to have some feedback today from you all. Amen. We're talking about what is the kingdom of God. As we begin to go to the book of Acts, Jesus, let's just go there. Amen. Well, you'll know I'm just not talking. Amen. Sometimes you have to, all the time, you better bring in some scripture. Amen. Because folks will just think you're talking, especially those that don't know anything about the word, those that have not submitted their lives to God, those that are not serving God. If they don't know, you have to bring some scripture. So, Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, both in Jerusalem, all right, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, we're at verse 1, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, that's the Holy Ghost, baby, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all, listen at what this verse say, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Did you all hear that? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now drop down. Hallelujah. Drop down in that same chapter. Hallelujah. And let's look at verse 37. After this, the Holy Ghost failed. Amen. And then some of those that weren't in the upper room, they were on the outside. But they heard the noise. They heard, they heard how their brothers and sisters, amen, were speaking in other tongues. Verse 37 said, now when they heard this, those that was outside, they were pricked in their heart. They already heard them speaking in tongues and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent.
My God.
It's inevitable. It's going to be manifested. It is going to be fulfilled. Shall me.
My God.
She keep dropping off. She's working it. Well, Ruby ain't there. She's doing it. Dropped off. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, something has happened.
Yes, he dropped off or something.
Yeah, right.
My God. Yeah, her phone was going in and out.
Right. Yeah, I know.
My God.
Thank you,
she said repent, it got off. My God.
Pardon me?
As soon as she said repent, then it cut off for me. Jesus, oh my God.
Yeah, the devil didn't want you to hear about that.
No, he didn't. My God. How are you, Mother? God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you. She'll be back.
I hope she realized that she's, you know, done dropped off and not started preaching and we can't hear her.
I'll text her.
Yes, right. texting her.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Harvey. Yeah, just text her.
Amen. I don't know what you're doing, Chaz. Leave my switchboard alone, please. Amen. When you open up that yellow line, you're cutting me off, and the people can't hear, okay? I don't need you to do that. Thank you. Amen. So we're talking about what is the kingdom of God. And as yes. I begin to just look at this, Sister T, when we go yes. to Ephesians 6, 10 and 12, amen. Yes. Let's just look at that for a moment. Let me, I'm going to mute everybody lines where I don't have any noise, and then we're going to open up the lines and get some feedback. As I go to Ephesians 6, 10 through 12, says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For us to be strong and in the power of God's might, we need some power dwelling on the inside. It says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but again, not against flesh and blood, not against meat and drink, but against what? Principalities. There's some principalities in the world that we should be, that we're wrestling against. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Again, as we said before, we submit ourselves to God. And when we submit ourselves to God, then we resist, then we're able to have power to resist the devil, as James admonishes us, and he will flee from you. Many people choose not to believe that. But whether they do or not, the fact is that it's taking place. There is a battle going on. And if we are going to prepare for battle, Mother Charity, we have to put on the full armor. Ah, glory to God. We have to put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. We can't step out unprepared. We can't step out unprepared. If we step out unprepared, we're going to be like the foolish virgins. Amen. We know about the foolish virgins. Glory to God. Five of them kept their lamp and kept their oil ready. But the other five were foolish. Oh, Jesus, I bless you today. The other five were foolish. Amen. So therefore, we have to get ready to get out of here. We have to be ready at all times to seek God's will for our life. Ah, glory to God. We have to put on the full armor of God. Amen. And even in that, if we go up a little bit further, let's just read a little bit further. If we go up a little bit further in that same chapter, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. We're talking, all of this fall under the heading of what is the kingdom of God. All of this fall under the heading of the kingdom of God. Because anytime you're obeying God's word, you're fulfilling the kingdom of God. Can you hear me, Chad? There's another line ringing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hear me, Mother?
Yes, I can.
Okay, there was another a ringing coming in on this phone line.
Yeah, I heard it. Right. It might have been Chad's line. Because he's not answering.
Okay. Well, a line was ringing. That's okay.
Yeah,
then
I heard
cut it off. But let me go back to Ephesians. Amen. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. This is all. We're fulfilling the kingdom of God. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And listen at what verse 5, we're going to just read this. Servants, verse 5 says, servants, be obedient
right.
to them that are your masters, according yes. to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart, as
Peace
unto Christ. Not with eye service, as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. We're talking about what is the kingdom of God. With good will doing service as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing in any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether
mm-hmm.
he be bound or free. And
That's
ye
right.
masters, God is giving instructions to the masters. Do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of person with him. Finally, my brethren, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand. All of this is giving us instructions on what is the kingdom of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. What is the kingdom of God? And having done all, to stand. How are you going to stand? How are you going to know what the kingdom of God is? It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to keep this armor on daily, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, it says, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Ah, we have to pray in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Glory to God. As I begin to look, and just begin to think about what is the kingdom of God. Amen. What is the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. Sometimes we hear people say, the devil to rob me of my joy. No, that's a false. That statement is not true. The devil can attempt to rob you of your joy, but the only way he succeeds, if you yield your members to him and you allow him to. The life of a Christian, the life of a saint, should be one of peace, of righteousness, peace and joy, as Romans 14 and 17 says. It should be a life of righteousness, peace, and joy. That is why Paul and Silas could sing praises to God in the Philippian jail. Guess what? Because they were were looking for God's kingdom. They were fulfilling the kingdom of God. That is why the apostles praised the Lord after being beaten by teachers of the law. They were rejoiced and they were counted worthy to suffer in shame for Christ's name. That is why Stephen, whatever you say, could praise the God of heaven as he was being stoned, for he was a bold witness. Why? Amen, because they understood what the kingdom of God was. That is why the Apostle Peter wrote, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. That's in 1 Peter 4:13. Amen. That is why the Apostle Paul could write, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. Why? He knew what the kingdom of God was. He said, I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. That's in 2 Timothy 4:7. You will keep him, Jesus said in Isaiah 26:3, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Why? Because I trust him. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We have to realize, people of God, that the Bible says in Romans 8:6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah, life and peace over where? In the Holy Ghost. That's a carnally minded person is one who is self-interested. Everything is about self. They're self-indulgent. They're self-sufficient. Everything is about them. There's no peace, mother, in a selfish lifestyle. The spiritually minded person puts God at the center of their life. They are interested only in doing the will of Christ. We're talking about what is the kingdom of God. They are motivated by the Lord to do what? To minister to others. They're motivated by the Lord to esteem one another. They recognize that there are nothing outside of Christ, for Christ is our sufficiency. God is our sufficiency. It is that attitude of surrender that Jesus Christ brought peace. Hallelujah. And peace comes into our life. Amen. There are times when we are seeking the will of God and we reach the point of a decision that we experience the supernatural peace that only God can provide. Hallelujah. As we begin to look at that a week or two ago, holiness is right. Hallelujah. It's right because guess what? We're able to discern once we get the Holy Ghost what is good and what is evil. Hallelujah. The peace of God. The Messiah is just like a compass there. The Messiah, it will lead us. It's a navigation system. Hallelujah. That's what the peace of God, that's what the Holy Ghost will provide. The Holy Ghost is a navigation system. Hallelujah. And if you allow that Holy Ghost to lead and guide you, sometimes that navigation system in your car, it'll send you it'll send you sometimes a longer route. Hallelujah, but you will get there. Hallelujah, and that's just like the word of God. Messiah, mother. Hallelujah, sometimes we read different scriptures, and that scripture, those different scriptures as we study, and they give us reference scriptures and everything. Those reference scriptures may take us back to Genesis. Then it'll take us to Psalms. Then it might take us to 1 Corinthians. And then when we look, we might be in Revelation. Amen. It's taking us from that point A to point B. But guess what? Oh, God, that Holy Ghost, that navigation system that dwells on the inside, it'll get you to your destination. Amen. Oh, yeah. And you'll still have that peace. You'll still have that joy, mother. Hallelujah. It may have taken you a little while longer to get there. Oh, but I served my grandmother today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Slow is always show. Higher than the Messiah. She would tell us slow. Slow money is show money. Hallelujah. But when you get it fast, that's how fast it's going to leave you. Because when you're getting it fast, you're getting it the wrong way. I didn't understand as a young girl coming up. Hallelujah. But I understand it now. Oh, glory to God. People of God, we have a navigation system. Hallelujah. We have a navigation system. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is a navigator. All you have to do is let it lead and guide you. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's not meat, it's not drink, but it's righteousness, it's peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
that's
yes.
What the kingdom of God is all about. It's about us living righteous. It's about us living holy. It's about us esteeming one another more highly than we do ourselves. It's not about self. It's about others. It's about people. God, I bless you today.
Hallelujah.
It's about God's agenda and not our agenda. It's not about our egos, because in our egos we age God out. Oh, God, but if we can just open up our hearts.
Yes,
if we
Lord.
Can open up our hearts and allow that Holy Ghost to lead and guide us, allow
Hallelujah.
It to navigate us, God, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. It may take you a little bit longer, and I'd like to say even to the leaders, sometimes we're zealous. Sometimes there's so much in us that we want to do for the Lord, but the timing may not be right.
That's right.
Wait on your ministry. The Bible say
wait
your ministry. Wait on it, people of God.
Wait on it.
Don't become jealous because God is blessing somebody else. Hallelujah. And he's exalting somebody else. Don't get jealous. Hallelujah. Make full proof of your ministry.
Yes.
Make full proof of your ministry. Amen. And in God's own season, mother, everything that God has birthed in you is coming alive.
I know.
He told Rebecca to write the vision and make it plain. He said, don't the vision tarry, wait on it. We're talking
wait
about what is the kingdom of God. Sometimes we get impatient, mother. And I'm speaking to myself as I'm speaking to you all. Sometimes we get impatient and we move before the appropriate appointed time. I knew God told me I wouldn't be in New Orleans. I want to serve y'all notice again today.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here in this city had not God told me to come. Oh,
that's
Jesus.
Right.
But I couldn't do like Jonah. Oh, because after a while, even though Jonah began to run, God had a fish waiting on him.
Oh,
God will make you do. Oh, he'll make you do his will.
Yes.
But he's not that kind of a God, mother.
Yes,
he's
yes,
a God
yes.
that allow us to have choices. He's a God that allow us to have a free will. Our God can make us serve him. He can bring so much chaos and trouble and confusion in your life that you don't have no option. But God don't do that. Hallelujah, he don't do that. He gives us a free will. He said, choose this day whom you're going to serve.
That's
We're talking
right.
about what is the kingdom of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. And as I look, mother, I didn't want to come here.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't want to come.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to come. I was comfortable.
Yeah.
I was satisfied. Not satisfied in Jesus, but satisfied in the area that I was living in.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I didn't want to come back to this place.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I lost a daughter and a son. Here in the streets of New Orleans.
My Lord.
Oh, God, I have some bad memories here. I didn't
want
to come. But the Lord told me to come. And I was obedient. I trusted him. I trust God. know the fullness. I'm still waiting on God for direction. I'm still waiting on God. But while I'm waiting, I'm going to still keep moving. Waiting don't mean stop moving. See, that's where we get confused, Mother. We think waiting means stop doing anything. Waiting means you stay busy doing what God has put in your spirit.
Yeah.
Ah, glory to God. That's what it means. That's what it means. It don't mean stop. If we stop fulfilling God's will for our life, we are in trouble.
Trouble.
We are in trouble. Remember, you can't hit a moving target. Waiting on your ministry means waiting for that appointed time when God gives you specific instructions. See, that navigator, that Holy Ghost, it'll lead and guide you. It'll tell you, Adrian, it's not time. It's not time. It's not time.
All right.
It's not time. It's not time. I know you would like to go before me, but guess what? I want you to wait. Isaiah 40:31 say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. When you're waiting on God, you can't become impatient. Because
God knows
the end at the beginning. He knows what the end going to be before we even start out.
Oh, he knows.
And I
looked,
Mother, many days. I have tears in my eye. And I said, Lord, when things don't seem right, I said, Lord, you sent me here.
Mm-hmm.
You obligated to me. God, you are obligated to me because I left by the leading of this navigator that you've given me. The Holy Ghost led and guided me here.
Yes, Lord.
Therefore, God, I'm waiting on you. I'm not going. It's not comfortable. It's not an easy task when you transition and you relocate and you move and then your family follow you. Amen.
Right.
You just don't come in and everything is good.
That's right.
You have to start rebuilding. Amen. You got to have to build. I'm building relationships. But I'm just not looking for any kind of relationship. I'm looking for relationships that will coincide, and will mirror what my life is like in Christ. Oh God. If your relationship don't mirror mine, I don't need it. I'm looking for godly relationships.
That's right.
I'm looking for people that love the Lord. I'm not just looking to connect with no religious folks. Ah, glory to God. Not so. I'm not looking for no religious folks. I'm looking for people that are holy. I'm looking for people that know what the kingdom of God is. Ah, God, people that are filled with the Holy Ghost. People that know what God has appointed for them to do. People that are willing to be obedient. People that are willing, hallelujah, to love like the Bible says. People that have a compassion for souls. For souls, not just your four and no more. Hallelujah, Mother. One thing that disturbed me greatly is selfish people.
Yeah.
Why do you say that, Sister Benoit? Because the Bible says, first of all, that a liberal soul shall be made fat. And I'm not talking about money. Liberality means how kind can you be? How loving can you be? How courteous can you be? How respectful can you be? Hallelujah. How willing to work in God's vineyard are you?
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
that's what I'm talking about. Liberal soul. I've always been a liberal soul. I've always worked in the house of the Lord. When God saved me 30 years ago, I came in with a mind to work. Because I was working in the world. When I was on Satan's team, I gave my best.
Come on.
And now I'm on God's team. I'm on the best team. I'm on the winning team. Why wouldn't I give my all?
Hallelujah.
If you ask me to go and clean the women or the men bathrooms, I'll get down and do it. If you ask me to take my coat off and give it to somebody, God has some other coats for me. I don't mind. Glory to God. I'm not looking to sit at the head table, but I'm looking to serve. I'm a servant. And that's what Jesus was. He was a servant. He came to serve.
Hallelujah.
Once we can get the heart of a servant, that is the that's a part of the kingdom of God. The heart of a servant. Whatever my hands find to do, it's not nothing too little and it ain't nothing too big. Whatever my hands find to do for the work of the ministry, for the kingdom of God, let me be found doing it. Jesus.
Yes.
I said open forum today. I'm so glad we haven't had but a few people on the line. I'm glad about it. That gives us an opportunity to interact with. Sometimes you have so many on, you know, you're not able to have that interaction. You know, everybody can take their time and expound. We're talking about what is the kingdom of God. I pray that you all got something out of what the Lord just
Thank
put in
you,
my
Jesus.
Spirit today.
Hallelujah.
Just navigate. God put that in me. The Holy Ghost is a navigation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It'll lead. It'll guide you.
Hallelujah.
Don't tell people to come into the kingdom of God and don't tell them about the Holy Ghost. Don't tell them to come into the kingdom of God and don't tell them about the baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We need them both.
Yes,
we need them both.
Right, both of them, right.
For us to have full salvation. We just can't confess with our mouth and believe with our heart. We have to go a little bit further.
Yeah, a little further than that.
We have to go a little bit further, Mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up the lines and let Mother give us whatever Lord has given her and then Sister T and then another chance. I saw Pastor Gloria on the line. She may have had an emergency and had to drop off. What is the kingdom of God, Mother? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my Savior. Lord, you're so good to us. Hallelujah. Thank
you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are helping us. Father, you are helping us. Oh, glory to our great God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless your people, oh God. Bless your people, Lord. Open up our understanding, oh God. Lord, in the name of
Jesus.
Oh, yes, my God. Yes, my God. Help us. Help us to receive your word. Thanksgiving, oh God, today. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, my God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Savior. My God. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate, Lord. Hallelujah. Your evangelists, my God. Hallelujah. Your preachers, Lord. Your bishops, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that tells us the truth. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, my Savior. Hallelujah.
God.
For giving us, oh God, the right instruction, oh God, today.
Yes, God.
Oh, Jesus, we thank you how you lead and guide us, Lord, into the truth of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, but we don't know if somebody should show us, my God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, we thank you. And we praise you, my God, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, my Savior, hallelujah.
You,
Lord, you're so good to us, hallelujah. We just thank you today for your words of life, oh, God, Jesus. And help us, Lord, to apply it unto our lives. In the name of Jesus, where we that we may not sin against you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, my God. Help us, Lord, to retain your word, Lord, in our heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Savior. Hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, Jesus. But we need your word. We need your word, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, praise our great God. Evangelist Bernard, I certainly have enjoyed you, amen, talking about the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and teaching us the way that we should go, oh God, today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to our great God, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, no, we don't just know it. We just don't know. Just take up some kind of resident and just we just go to just talking about the Lord. We don't even have no instruction. We haven't been taught, and then we don't even know what we're saying. A lot of the time it causes you to get off on the wrong track like that, too. Praise the Lord, and you think you got it, but you don't have it.
Amen,
and then you can ruin other people. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And get them all off track. Lord, this thing is very serious. You're talking about somebody's soul today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to our great God. We have to be careful. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, because somebody gonna believe somebody what they say. Yeah,
yes,
praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody gonna follow. Oh, God. The Lord said, if the blind lead the blind, all of y'all gonna fall in the ditch.
Come
Amen.
On,
hallelujah. So you have to be careful who you're following. Careful, my God, in the name of Jesus, what you are hearing out here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
my
glory
God.
To God. Hallelujah. My Savior. Oh, God, I just thank the Lord today for being so good to us, for his instruction. I thank the Lord, amen, for his words of life. Oh, God, for his truth. And I praise the Lord, amen, for it. Amen. Thank
glory
you, Jesus. Lord, tell us to be followers of Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We do let you to know who to follow. It ain't about being the followers of Mohammed. It ain't about being followers of all these different names out here they got in the world and stuff like that. The Lord said, be followers of Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I'm very particular about who I hear and who I follow. Oh, because I know that means life. That's you playing with your life here.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can't go off into a whole lot of different stuff people be telling you about if the Bible don't uphold it. Not at all. No. This is a straight and a narrow way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to our great God. Yes. You have to be careful how you go on this world here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, because the Lord tells us, says, straight is the way and narrow is the
narrow
finding.
You be that finding.
Yeah. The broad is the way. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. My God. See, many go in there on that Broadway. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Glory to our great God today. Thank you, mm-hmm. Jesus. So we just so glad, amen, for the truth of God, amen, and the strength that God has given you. We're praying for you, Evangelist Bernard, and for your mother. Praise God, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So you keep praying for us, and we're going to do likewise. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
keep holding on to the truth.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. For the truth is the only thing going to make you free. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. We love you.
With
the love
you
of God.
Too.
Amen. 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 So Evangelist T, God bless you. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, too. I enjoy what I heard today, even though we came up against some distractions. And I thank the Lord that you just kept going. You went on. You went on in Jesus' name. I just praise God because today, forgive me, today has been nothing but distractions for me all day. But I know God is faithful. Oh, God is a faithful God. I'm going to go ahead and even say this. I woke up this morning scrounging, looking for my keys to take my kids to school this morning. My keys were nowhere. But I know one thing, God knew where they was. God is a faithful God. I think he might have just moved them so I wouldn't drive or something could have happened, anything this morning. But it just distracted me all day. But I know God is a faithful God. And something about I went down to the table in the kitchen and looked on that table and didn't find them. But my godfather, who can't hardly see that well, found my keys on the table. But I just thank God for what he's doing, you know. Because the spirit of distraction does come. It does come to hinder our walk with God. So I just thank God for the teaching you brought on today. It's something that you said that really hit me because, you know, I'm in a place where, you know, in a transitional mode. I'm not sure what it is that God want me to do so far as ministry goes. I mean, I'm going to hang where I'm at because this is where God placed me, but I know there is something else that he wants me to do. So, I will not go before him. I will not. So, I'm going to hold tight and stay in position and do what the Lord tells me to do while I'm out here on the streets of Stockton, California, trying to witness people. But I just want to be spirit-led. I just don't want to be jumping up, doing stuff out of my own mind and out of my own flesh.
That's right.
Thank God for you, because you've been such an inspiration for my life. You know, I thank God because, you know, it's something you said, you got to wait on your ministry. You wonder why things are not happening the way you want them to happen. Why things come slow right now? Why am I in this place where I feel like I'm in a box or whatever? But the Lord said he wanted us to wait on him. He wants us to wait and not go before him. So I just thank and praise God. I did get something out the message today. You know, you said, what is the kingdom of God? We talked about that yesterday. The kingdom of God to me is a place where there's peace, where there's love, where there's joy, where there's understanding.
Yeah.
There's, you know, there's life. There's life more abundantly. That's right. Mm. Even when we face all these different obstacles, the Lord is always with us. He's always with us. Like, you know, today I just find that anything that's distracting and hindering the ministry, you know, people have been falling off, really not coming on. But I just want you to be encouraged because you know that when I come on here, I always get fed. I feel like I ate a steak and a lobster. Hallelujah. I praise God for you, Evangelist. And I love you. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Me to be a better woman. I can say that. I'm a better woman since I stopped coming on this line 3 years ago. Hallelujah. I thank God for your blessings. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, thank God for you. Amen. Amen. God knows it. Woo, Jesus. Amen. If you can just make it through the door every day, present different challenges for us all. Amen. We just got to stay focused. Stay focused and always know that this Holy Ghost that we have in the inside, it's there. All we have to do is stir it up.
Thank you, Lord.
Worship, even when, you know, chaos is all around you and you see things is coming to distract you. Amen. Just get a song and to see you sing anyway. Just begin to worship God and just begin. I sometimes just have a song that I just hum all day just to get me through the day. Even when something is negative, I just hear that song humming in my
ear. Lord, or drop it down in your heart.
I could keep myself together. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory to God. God is a healer. Hallelujah. He is a discerner also. Yeah, glory to God. We love God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. In your name, Messiah. Jesus. Amen, amen. We're going to go to Brother Chance. Amen. He's on the line with us today. We thank God for him. He try to be so helpful. Sometimes he do little things, you know, he's a child. So, you know, you got to reel him on back in. Amen. But I thank God for him because, you know, I'm about holiness. Amen. I'm about doing the right thing. Amen. So we thank God that he was able to come and spend a little time with us today. And he's on the switchboard, so we training him a little bit. Amen. Sometimes things happen. I don't know what was going on. A phone ringing and I'm in one part of the house and he in another part. Amen. He on his computer and I'm on mine. Amen. So Brother Chaz, Dr. Chaz, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Over the word that Sister Bernard has gained today. How many know that the Lord is moving in this place? You just don't feel him, but he's moving in the inside of you.
My God.
But he's also moving on the outside of you. See, you just don't know. But he knows, but he is moving through you. We were talking about the kingdom. Of God, oh my goodness. What I want to say is when we talk about the kingdom, as we go into our Father prayer, we are talking about kingdom of God.
Yes.
How many people want to be? See, I would rather be in the kingdom of God than the outside of the kingdom of God. See, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. The kingdom, our mind goes back on King Jesus, who provided every one of our needs.
All right.
The kingdom people of God. We got to realize when it say kingdom, we're not talking about nothing else. We are talking about either kingdom or King Jesus. We got to make our choice. I'd rather be with King Jesus and living in the inside of the kingdom than on the outside. My God. So we bless you, Sister Bernard, for that word on today. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
God is moving. God is doing something for you and through you.
Glory to God.
That you just don't know about, Sister Bruno. Because God don't want you to know.
My God.
He wants you to feel it. Now, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. How many people know that Sister Bernard is just a blessing?
Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I try to be,
just
Dr.
Like she say, you don't know my story, and I sure don't know you.
All right. We're going to have you back on when you're off again. Jesus.
Y'all don't know.
You don't know my story. That's another message there, Chad.
And I I don't know your story, but we know the story is all about the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Kingdom of God. Let us keep our minds on that. The kingdom of God. Let us not forget about the kingdom. And let us not forget God. So let us think and study on that word all through this week. And when it's over, go run and tell somebody that the kingdom of God has been preached and teached and said all about. Y'all don't know about the kingdom. We've got the, some of us out here need to learn about the kingdom of God. God bless you. God keep you.
Thank you.
And I am praying for each and one of you all. God bless. Amen, 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 amen. We're going to close out with a song now. Let us not forget the word kingdom of God.
Come on, come on. So we're gonna close and we're gonna close.